Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to you. If you're watching this, it's a class, a summary class of the Hebrews series we've been teaching in the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. And if you're a member of the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, you'll know that we had to cancel our Friday meeting on the 2nd of March 2018 because of the snow. And even now, if you could see outside my window, it's snowing heavily where I am in Croxley Green. And it seems to be snowing pretty heavily all across the Thames Valley area. So we couldn't have our meeting, but I didn't want to let this lesson go to waste. And this is the summary lesson for the series on Hebrews we've been teaching at the beginning of this year. Now, I'm going to post a handout on the website and the link to that on the YouTube channel and wherever you see or hear this recording in the podcast. So do go and get the handout because that will make a big difference to what you'll get out of this mini lesson as I explain what we were going to do tonight. I'm recording this on Friday afternoon so that you'll be able to do it and do what we're talking about here effectively. I'm going to pitch it rather as an opportunity for a number of quiet times, possibly as many as 12, and I'll explain how that might work in a moment. But first of all, I just want to say how much I appreciate and I'm grateful for the attentiveness and the diligence with which the members of the church have dug into Hebrews. I've been so encouraged by your personal encouragement to me of the classes, but also of the questions that have been asked and the seriousness with which we've taken this study of the book of Hebrews. It is an incredible book, and it does have tremendous relevance for us, for me and for all of us today. The principles in it and many of the practicals are so applicable. And I just want to thank you. Thank everybody for your participation and your help and your encouragement. And may this be a book that stays with us through the months and years ahead. Now, on to tonight. What I wanted to do is to talk about the warnings and promises in the book of Hebrews. There are many warnings. And there are also many tremendous promises. Just as an example, before we get into what we're going to do here, let me just share a couple with you. For example, in Hebrews chapter 12, if you look with me in verses 3 to 6, we have an incredible call to soberness, really. So Hebrews 12, verse 3, consider him, talking about Jesus, who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary, they're in danger of that, and lose heart, they're in danger of that. In your struggle against sin, so they are struggling, have been struggling, you've not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, which implies that tougher times in the future are coming. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement, that's quite strong, that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, implies they are. Do not lose heart when he rebukes you, implies they are losing heart. Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. They've forgotten their position as sons and daughters, but also they've forgotten to pay attention to what God is doing and be grateful for it. So there's a call to soberness as an example. And then in chapter 10, as a balance to that or a blending in with it, let's have a look at chapter 10, verse 19, the promises, one of the promises. Therefore, brothers and sisters, this is chapter 10, verse 19, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, we do have that confidence, by the blood of Jesus, it's him that's got us this access, by a new and living way opened for us, new as in better than the old way, through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest, not just any old high priest, but a great one, over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. What a wonderful promise. What a wonderful vision of a relationship with God. So we have in the book of Hebrews, as we do through the whole New Testament, that balance of soberness and inspiration. Or perhaps balance isn't quite the right word. Perhaps it's blend. Sometimes it doesn't help if we separate. Certainly the promises and the challenges are there, the warnings and the promises. But sometimes we need to blend it together. As so often in a book like Hebrews, you see it in Romans, you see it in Galatians, and so many books of the New Testament, that there's a blend of the warnings and the promises. It actually doesn't sometimes help to separate them. Now, we're going to do that a little bit right now. But you understand the point that we should put all this together to help us to have a healthy soberness and a sense of inspiration in our Christian lives. So what I've done with the handout, I'll wave it in front of you here, but anyway, it's on the website, is I put together a one-page sheet of warnings and promises. And I've not done all the work here. You can do some work for yourself. I put some question marks, things to fill in. And this is a way you can use it for your own personal devotional times, what we call quiet times. And I've got six warnings. There are more in the book, but I picked out six and six promises. So what are they? And I'm not going to go through them right now. That's for your own devotional time. But which warnings do we have? There's a warning in Hebrews chapter 2. There's one in Hebrews 3. There's another one in Hebrews 4. The references are on the handouts. There's another one in Hebrews 5, one in Hebrews 10, and one in Hebrews 12. What are those warnings? Dig in, have a look at the verses I've put on the handout, and see if you can identify what those warnings are. And then ask yourself the three questions I put on here, which is, firstly, what is the warning? And secondly, describe its symptoms in the life of the average Christian, including perhaps your own. How would you know that that warning was necessary? What would cause it to be necessary, or call it into being necessary for a Christian? What might be happening for that warning to be particularly relevant? Not all the warnings are relevant all the time. We need them according to our own needs of where we're at spiritually. So that's a question. And then thirdly, perhaps offer a prescription. First of all, to yourself before you offer it to anybody else. But if someone was in that situation, this warning applied, then what might be the way out? And so often in here, you see the way out, the specific thing to do to avoid the possible fate that not heeding the warning would bring about. So offer a prescription to rescue them from the consequences of not heeding the warning. So that's the warnings. And then secondarily, we've got promises. And again, six promises. There's a promise in Hebrews 2 and 4 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 12. It wasn't planned that way, it just came out every two chapters. And the exact references are on the handouts. And again, firstly, identify the promise. Read the passage, think about it, and write down what is the promise there. Secondly, what does the promise depend on? What does the promise depend on for it to come true, to come to fruition? Or sometimes, more than what, who? Occasionally, we get into this trap of thinking that the promises all depend on us. Now, to some extent they do. There are promises that depend upon our faithfulness. And have a look, see what you think. But also I'd like to ask us to think about how many of these promises depend really on God, on the Father, on Jesus, on the Holy Spirit. Have a think about that as you think about who do they depend on. And then thirdly, what difference does this promise make, each of the promises, what difference does that promise make to how a Christian lives today? And you might turn that in towards yourself. What difference does that promise make to how you might live as a Christian today? How does it help? What difference does it make in your life? So that's the warnings, six of them, and the promises, six of those. That could be 12 quiet times. Or if you want to blend the warnings and the promises, you could do one of each day. Or you could alternate them, warning one day, promise the next. It's up to you. So there you go. I hope that's helpful. Look at the handout, think about it, pray about it, study it. And I think it's a good way to round out, finish off this study of the book of Hebrews. Now I'm going to end this recording with two passages from Hebrews chapter 13. So if you're watching this, please turn over with me. And in Hebrews chapter 13, let's look at a warning and a promise. So first of all, chapter 13 and verse 15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased. Don't forget to do good. That's a warning. I know it's not a stern warning. It's still a warning. Don't forget to do good. Have you forgotten to do good today, even in the snow and the crazy weather we've been having? Have you forgotten to do good? Don't forget to do good and to share with others. Have you shared something with somebody today? Some just given of yourself and of who you are and what you have with somebody else today. For with such sacrifices, and God knows it's a sacrifice, he's pleased. I dare say you have done this, but if you haven't, well, the day isn't over, is it, if you're watching or listening to this? So how about doing something good and sharing something with others? So that's a little warning. And then in the same chapter, in verses 20 and 21, and I finished each of the daily podcasts with these verses. Now may the God of peace, there's some promises in here. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us, in you and in me, what is pleasing to him. In us, in me, in you, in Thames Valley, and wherever we are, through Jesus Christ. It's up to him, really. It's through Christ. To whom be glory forever and ever. And the church said, Amen. Great verses to finish this series on the book of Hebrews. There's a few questions at the bottom of the sheet you can answer for yourself. I hope this has been helpful. Please do let me know what's helped you the most so that I can feed that into the next class series that I teach or that we teach in Thames Valley. If you've got suggestions about a book for us to do at the beginning of next year, 2019, then please let me know. I assume we probably will study a book together at the beginning of next year, though that decision's not been made yet. But if we did, what book would you think would be most helpful and relevant to Thames Valley? Let me know, an Old Testament book or a New Testament book, whatever, but I'd be very grateful. Any feedback, please let me know. Do post a comment wherever you see or hear this recording so that we can learn from one another. Your thoughts, your ideas, what warnings have helped you, what promises have helped you. It'd be great to hear that because we learn best when we learn in community. And finally, if you know somebody who might benefit from this recording and all of the Hebrews recordings, then please pass the link on to that person so that they can be edified as much as hopefully you have. Thank you again so much, and stay warm. I was going to say stay out of the snow, but there's no need to do that. Go out and have some fun in it if you wish, but do take care of yourself, and I hope to see you soon. Take care. God bless.